we're still, you know, in the birthing stages, if you will, of the property to put any more money into it for an RV park right now until we know what your decision is would be not feasible.
Okay.
Rick, do you have any questions?
None.
Do you have any?
No questions.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you. So we're going to close this for a board discussion. And board, do you guys have any thoughts on this?
Obviously, the stamped and sealed certified drawings not applicable. That's a non-issue.
Yeah, I would agree. I believe there's an error made there.
Yeah.
And I... Oh, go ahead. Sorry. No, go ahead.
Go ahead, sir.
No. No, that's...
Well, my biggest concern is two things we talk about is the... compatibility of the area, surrounding area, and you know the effects that it might have on people. But obviously, our usually our first concern would be the safety aspect of it. It's hard to argue with an entrance permit approval already, and what I mean, it's got evidence that you can get in and out. They're pretty good. So I mean, I don't know about how to argue that. So I feel like maybe the access route not being adequate is a little blurry on that one too.
It didn't necessarily say entrance, and I didn't listen to all of the planning and zoning. They're saying the access route, and having driven that road in a commercial vehicle, it's tight. It's how do you define adequate? Does it meet the minimum standards? I guess it does, but is it ideal? No, yeah. It's not at all. I mean, we saw a video of Mr. Arts, and I think he did hit the yellow line here. We watched the FedEx truck. They hit the yellow line as well. So we're seeing two violations of motor vehicle code in the example.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
I think that's definitely a consideration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having you know, serving as a firefighter, I've been out on this road for slide-offs. I know that it happens. Mm-hmm. We know that road is tight.
But does that mean that, I mean, that's when you go back to the whole permit thing question is, if that's one of those things where safety is an issue, would there not be a restriction sign that says no one can bring that type of vehicle down? Or... Would Devin approve an entrance? I mean, obviously...
I don't know what criteria they use. I mean, do you need an engineer to tell you, hey, if it's good or not? And it, I mean, my understanding is, here's the things they check. They're looking at the site distance. I don't know what site distance means. Is it the linear feet of frontage that they have for the amount that they're asking for?
Distance from the entrance to the corner, nearest corner,
okay.
Site distance.
They're looking at drainage, culvert, and culvert size.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing any traffic engineering or width of the road or anything else. So yeah. It's hard to say that this says that it's safe for them somebody to drive in or not. I don't know that.
Yeah.
The problem is, I think, fellas, we are here to make a judgment if planning and zoning made an error, and that's it.
Yeah.
But here's the situation. The situation's changed. He's changed the entrance, and so their decision was based on information that's different than we're dealing with today. So my position would be that even though they maybe made the correct decision with the information at the time, we're dealing with a different set of facts. And I think that puts that decision in error for the suitability of the road and the entrance, is the way I see it.
I agree with that.
So should it go back in front of the P&Z board?
Yeah. We've had this discussion before.
Absolutely.
It's hard to say. We have the ability to change the application itself.
Yes.
But you're right. They're looking at in totality
different
other things, and does that change other things? I don't know.
Well, the applicant has the ability to show with testimony and evidence where there was an error or correct the reason when they come to Board of Adjustment.
That's right.
To correct that reason, you know, it might have been not in error, but now they realize what the problem is, and they bring you guys the correction of that.
Yep. And we've done
that's in your bylaws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it is. We've gone over that in your bylaws.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I think there's four points here, right? So it's almost like all four would have to be corrected or in error.
Well, one's obviously an error. He's not required to have a stamped set of information. The question would be, the road seems adequate to me. You know, I live in a rural area. Is my road adequate? Probably not. But people drive on it all day, every day. It's not an issue. FedEx semis, I've got a low boy and a bulldozer that I drive down it. And people deal with that. So the road's not the issue. It's compatibility with the area, I think, is the issue. And in the area is rural. You know, there'll be no one see one of those RVs where it's at. But I think that's the issue, that there's a possibility that their decision was correct, from my point of view.
What about the point that it would have a substantial adverse impact on surrounding parcels?
Well, and I thought about that too, but when we look at the direct effect of that property, we see abandoned mobile homes, burned houses, a driveway that's hidden by, houses hidden by woods, and everything else is all wooded.
Cedar glade all around.
So
the closest subdivision is 150 acres, separated by 150
exactly.
acres.
Exactly. So, I mean, it'd be different if it was in the subdivision. We've dealt with stuff like that before, or at it. But we're talking about there's a buffer of all buffers, and we've seen RV parks get approved that didn't have any kind of buffer like that.
Yeah, we heard from the neighbor to the south that water runoff
concern. They have to. It has to be okayed
by the DNR.
By the DNR before that.
That's not even
anywhere.
Our issue.
They discussed the press.
We don't deal with that. I brought that up because I was curious if he had already addressed that issue.
There's a million hoops he would have to jump through on his end that has nothing to do with this.
Before this had ever happened.
That's right. So for the safety of the water, the runoff, every bit of that, that's hoops he'll have to deal with on a different level other than tonight.
Yeah, that'll all be addressed before they ever put in a site.
And if it's not addressed, it won't move forward.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it can't.
And
this is monitored by DNR and by Taney and Sewer.
Yes.
Yep. And that's the challenges we're faced with. Just like always, we have to look at what are the reasons for denial or error. And not any of the other topics. And those topics are handled in a whole different setting.
Well, what did you also say? The proposed RV park is not compatible with adjacent uses and would generate undue traffic. We also had the option of saying we're discussing 6, not 36.
Right. It's a big difference.
And we've seen and heard that there's likely more than 6 that are already going in and out of that 0.6 miles down the road at any given time.
On the road.
On the road at any given time for 3 days or more or however long.
With no restrictions.
With no restrictions.
None.
And they're permitted by their HOA.
That's right.
Or are given permission.
I think I understood. Just to clarify, I think that they are not allowed, but they do give permission. They give exceptions to the rule.
Correct.
Yeah. But they're still there.
Correct.
It doesn't make any difference why. There's
the question: do we have any exceptions? Is it 6? Is it 36?
Well, it's a public road.
Yes.
So they really can't keep them from driving down.
Correct.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you're allowed to drive on a public highway with anything, whether it's suitable or not. Well, if it's legal, if it's street legal, you're allowed to drive it.
We're talking about a road that's not, there's no cap on that subdivision or any other subdivision that could be developed, so undue traffic, there's nothing to stop the 150 acres from having 400 more homes built. So, I mean, again, we're talking about 6 campers. We're not talking about a whole new subdivision.
Well, I mentioned earlier with Brad's at Commerce Park that there's a subdivision there with 150 lots that are still left to build out in there.
But the big thing I still lean on that is because the safety of the road is important, and I know it's not the best road, but I don't believe
that they would have provided a permit if they didn't feel like that road could handle it.
Yeah, but that permit's not to drive on the road. That permit's like an entrance to your...
Anybody can drive on that road.
Yes.
Yeah. That is, yeah. But we're talking about access route. To me, also includes getting onto that. Would it not?
Oh, yeah. I would agree. That's a piece of it. So that piece of this, the county has already said, hey, we're going to allow.
But there's no restriction on the road from 248, from the high road to this property. There's no restrictions, so I'm not even talking about that.
No, but we as a board have denied in the past for that same reason. Dale Avenue in Knightley Rentals saying it's not a great road for us to have vehicles on because of...
And there has been some exceptions, but I think when you look at the... a yellow-lined road. I mean, there is a difference of that versus Del Avenue. Just a little bit.
True, different circumstances in general. Yep.
It's a different type of request.
Yeah.
Totally
different. Yeah. It was.
So I'm just saying. I mean, I'm not trying to. I'm just trying to look at it from all angles.
Well, our job is to find out if there was an error.
That's right.
Or if the situation has changed.
That's right. It's not about whether we think it should or shouldn't.
Correct.
It's about these 4 points.
Correct.
So at this point, is there any more discussion on this? And if not, would somebody like to make a motion?
Does anyone have any reason that it shouldn't be overturned?
I, for one, don't feel that all four of these points. I think that there are several that have either changed or were made in error. But the issue that I still am trouble getting over is that road is not ideal for this use.
We're talking about very few vehicles that are already going in and out of that neighborhood.
It's the definition when this previous board has said the route is not adequate. I don't know what adequate means.
Scott,
that's the question.
Scott, was there? I mean, what's your thought? Is there?
Well, I mean, the discussion was pretty much equal to what it was tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. About the size of the road and the curves and the shoulders and.
I mean, I would agree this road is not ideal for that use. Adequate was an error. Adequate, it may be adequate because it does meet the minimum requirements. So that,
if you look at the definition, that's the challenge of it. Again, the clarity of that is a challenge, and we have to look at the black and white of this.
So the second issue is the establishment of the RP park would have a substantial adverse impact on the surrounding parcels. I think that the argument I heard was, hey, here's some comps. Well, that's just one piece of it. Financial?
I think that was immaterial as far as the decision.
Totally immaterial.
I tend to agree. I don't think the comps is anything there. Does it have a substantial adverse impact? I think the people standing up here would tell you it's going to impact them, and they're saying that it's an adverse impact.
But not adjacent.
Yeah, what's the
nothing adjacent.
Nothing adjacent. And that's where you have to look at that.
And it's within 0.6 of a mile.
I don't think that this says anything about adjacent. If we're looking at just this, it didn't say adjacent.
Actually, it says proposed RV park is not compatible with the adjacent uses and with general.
Sorry, I'm talking about the third point. You're talking about the first point.
Okay.
The first one is compatible with adjacent. The third one is establishment of the RV park would have a substantial adverse impact on surrounding parcels.
Surrounding.
Yeah. So surrounding definition? By how far?
Good question.
It's a separation of 150 acres. To that particular subdivision.
It will have an impact.
No, it will have an. It could possibly have an impact across the street. Mm-hmm. But you know, but then so would burned out trailer houses.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's where I fight with that one too. Is that
I wouldn't permit a burned out trailer house either.
Well, but they're there.
But they're already there.
The ones that are actually attached to it are the abandoned homes in the wooded area. I mean, that's the challenge I had with it too.
So how do you define surrounding?
The main entrance from 248 doesn't even go through that subdivision. So the only way that they're going to even deal with that subdivision is if they miss their entrance. So we're talking about the main subdivision is half a mile past that. And they can't even see it.
Which eliminates some of the comments that were heard, but not all of them.
No, not at all. I'm not trying to discount that at all. I'm just saying when I look at the definition of surrounding,